Blog Talk Radio.
I love you, Lord, for your mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held in your hand. From the moment that I wake up until I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God.
Your goodness is running after.
when I think about the things that God has did for us, it's such a blessing. It's a blessing. And I thank him for it. I thank him. I thank him for his goodness. That's what it's all about, is his goodness. Hallelujah. We're going to come with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we come with thanksgiving in our hearts. We, according to your word, Father God, we are thankful. Because your word says in 1 Thessalonians 5:18, in everything, give thanks. We thank you, Father God, for your divine word, your revelated word. Your word, Father God, that teaches us that we are partakers of a divine nature, that spiritual nature, that we can have that nature now. We strive for that nature. We're not going to cheat ourselves from having that nature, because we know, Father God, that we're the apple of your eye. We know, Father God, that you have healed us. You have changed the image that's within us. And we're thankful for that, Father God. We're thankful for your word. I thank you, Father God, that we are the very righteousness of God by faith according to the word of God. And for that reason, Father God, we bow our knees to you this day, this hour, because we walk by your spirit and not by sight. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for being the light that leads us and guide us and direct us. We thank you for it. We thank you, Father God, that we are free. Hallelujah. We're free. We're free in you, and we thank you. We refuse to be tied down by man's teaching and man's garbage. We have your word that we can lean on. And for that reason, Father God, we thank you. And we praise your holy name. May someone get a word from this service today. Ask these blessings and all in Christ's name. In his sake we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Well, brothers and sisters, this is Thankful Thursday. Hallelujah. And it's on Thanksgiving. And let me tell you, I heard somebody say one of the dumbest things the other day. They said, oh, well, you know, it's the white man's celebration of Thanksgiving. People, wake up, man. Don't be engrafted by that crazy talk. Before America was celebrating Thanksgiving, you need to go back to your Bible 7,000 years ago. And you know how old America is. I guess you know that. We barely 2,000 years. Listen, brothers and sisters, they were thanking God then. I mean, they've always thanked God. Why do you think he said, let everything that has breath praise ye the Lord? America wasn't even thought about. Wake up, people. Don't let people just tell you anything. You start believing. Well, that's right. That's white man holiday. No. I mean, I don't care what day they made it and how they acknowledge it. But here's the thing, brothers and sisters. We should be thanking God. We should be thanking God for it. So don't let people give you that old crazy talk, okay, about this white man holiday. No. God tells us to give him thanks. I will thank you. I will bless his holy name. The Bible says in the 104th Psalm, this is just one of them. And I got a lot of paper, but this is just one of them. Say, enter into his gates with thanksgiving. And that don't mean no building, because the building, if that's all the size of his gates is real small. That's not what he's talking about. He's talking spiritual, brothers and sisters. When you go to God, you're entering into his gate. It's a spiritual world. He said, enter in there with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. America wasn't even thought of. Man, America wasn't even on the face of the earth. We're no America. This is God talking to us. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endure to all generations. I'm going to ask a question. Who can put a product out there and say, you know, every generation is going to deal with it. Every generation is going to experience it. Who put a product out there like that? No one. No one but God. Okay? So be thankful. Be thankful. That's what the scripture is telling us. Be thankful, man. Don't get caught up in that crazy stuff. No reason the psalmist said, what shall I render unto the Lord for all of his benefit toward me? Be thankful, man. Don't get caught up in this religious stuff. Well, I ain't teaching that over at my place because these people they need to know the real truth. Well, the real truth is somebody needs to tell somebody to be thankful. You may not have all of what you want, but whatever you got, be thankful for it. So today is Thankful Thursday. Before we bring Sabrina on with a prophetic word, she's going to come on with a prophetic word here. But meanwhile, anyone want to say they're thankful for anything, a scripture or whatever? Right now, go for it. Just press one. Hallelujah. Anyone, thankful for anything. Thankful for the hamburger. Anything. Anything. Hallelujah. We ain't going to be too much longer now. So if you're going to think, going to participate. Okay, there you go. That's one. Okay. Evangelist Renee.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Yes.
This is the day that the Lord has made.
Say it.
And we shall rejoice and be glad in it.
Yes.
I am thankful that he blessed me to see another Thanksgiving. I am thankful for family and friends. You know, some people don't have family and friends. So we are truly blessed to have family and friends. And I just thank him for all his many, many blessings. I thank him for this broadcast. It may be a holiday on man's calendar. Master said every day is a holiday, and we're going to praise him and thank him for every day.
Yes, yes.
Amen. Amen.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Evangelist Renee. Anyone else? Anyone else? Are we going to hear from anyone else? Hallelujah. Well, we're going to hear from this prophetess. I just love anybody who want to speak the word of God in any kind of way. So I won't give no real big introduction. She'll introduce herself. Or introduce yourself. Hallelujah.
Hi, you guys. This is Prophetess Ophelia Sabrina Acapo, and I am back again, building leading of the Holy Spirit with another prophetic word for you guys. And as with any prophetic word, you would absolutely want to go to the Lord in prayer, testing the spirit to affirm and confirm that perhaps this prophetic word is for you. Holy Spirit, I invite you in to take full charge, to take full control, to take full access. I decrease as you increase. Allow me to bring forth your word with your glory, with your power, with your grace, with your mercy, telling your story so your name can be glorified for the winning of souls to the gospel of Jesus Christ. In Jesus Christ's mighty name that I do pray, amen, 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 amen. Tell you guys of this prophetic word is this is your right time and season of rain. Yield, you're yielding produce and you are bearing fruit. Let me jump off into it. So you guys, today there was an abundant outpour of rain here And the Holy Spirit is saying, not only am I changing the weather, but I am changing your season and even increasing you. Holy Spirit is further saying, as it is seed time and harvest, this is your rain season of enlargement. This is your right time and season of rain, your yielding of produce and bearing much fruit. And I hear Bishop Paul S. Morton saying, open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain. And I can hear him saying, let it rain. I feel the rain. I feel the rain. It's raining. It's raining. Blessings are coming upon thee and overtaking thee because you chose to hearken unto my voice. It's raining abundance in your life because you chose to walk according to my statutes and laws and in obedience. And this is causing you to eat the good of the land in the land of the living. Deuteronomy 11 and 14. Then I will provide rain for your land in season, the autumn and spring rains, that you may gather new wine and oil. This is your due season, your downpour, and your outpour of your more. You have walked into your rich and fertile ground along with your bountiful and plenteous harvest. The earth has opened for you. The earth has opened up for you and it has started. Psalms 65 and 9. You visit the earth and make it overflow with water. You greatly enrich it. The stream of God is full of water. You provide their grain when you have prepared the earth. And I just heard the Holy Spirit say, you have entered into your continuous, free, and steady flow of rain. Your life is now changing. It's changing right now. Believe that ye receive it. Hear ye the word of the Lord. Ezekiel 36 and 30. I will also make the fruit of the trees and the crops of the field plentiful, so that you will no longer bear reproach among the nations on account of famine. And I hear the Rinda Clark code, the fields are white, it's harvest time. Deuteronomy 28 and 12, the Lord shall open unto thee his good treasure, the heaven to give rain unto thy land in his season, and to bless all the work of thine hand, and thou shalt lend unto many nations, and thou shalt not borrow. He's making you the lender and not the borrower. This is that time of fruitfulness and multiplication, replenishing and subduing in the earth realm. So I wanted to definitely say, get your books. They are available now at Amazon.com. Get your books. They are available at Amazon.com because this word, I'm telling you, is definitely relating to that book. So this will definitely give you insight and revelation according to the principles and practicalities of this abundance of rain in the hour and the season and the timing of your production, of changing your yield and of increase your plenteous. This is it. Definitely get your book today. That's available at Amazon.com, or you can email me and get your copy from me along with some freebies. They are available today. This is your set time. This is your hour. This is your right time in your season of rain, and you are yielding produce and you are now bearing fruit. Thus saith the Spirit of the living God in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Like, share, and subscribe.
Hallelujah. Well, we'll definitely do that. Thank God for her and that prophetic word. Hallelujah. Trying to see here. Anyone else have any other comments or anything you'd like to share at this time? Press 1. Today's message is about being thankful. Enter into his gates. When you go into and talk with God, go to appreciating what he's done for you, thanking him, giving him some praise, and be thankful. Hallelujah. Because that, when they knew God, the Bible said they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but because of vain and in their imagination, their foolish heart was darkened. A lot of people's heart get darkened and don't accept, hey man, God did that for us. He did that for me. He did that for you. And when you do that, the Bible says that let the peace of God rule in your heart, to which also you are called into one body, and be thankful. Hallelujah. Okay. Anyone else? Anyone else? Hallelujah. Anyone else? Well, if not, because we're going to make it kind of short today. Go and enjoy your rest of your Thanksgiving. Love you guys. Enjoy the rest of your Thanksgiving. And have a blessed day. Hallelujah.